Speaking to reporters before meeting with his cabinet at the White House today, President Trump complained about being forced to abandon his plan to host the G7 summit at one of his resorts. And he was dismissive of a constitutional clause that forbids federal officeholders from accepting gifts from foreign states.
I don't think you people with this phony emoluments clause. And by the way, I would say that it's cost me anywhere from $2 to $5 billion to be president. And that's OK between what I lose and what I could have made. I would have made a fortune.
Also, former top diplomat to Ukraine, William Taylor, testifies to House investigators tomorrow. Meanwhile, White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney continues to walk back comments he made last week about a quid pro quo in Ukraine. There's plenty to discuss with NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. And Ron, let's discuss this cabinet meeting for a moment. Trump spoke negatively about the constitutional clause I mentioned. This, of course, comes at a pivotal time for the administration. Remind us quickly about this clause.
All it says is the president shouldn't be profiting from being president. He shouldn't have business deals going on that make him richer because he's the president of the United States. No emoluments. That's a word we don't usually use anymore. Mm-hmm. And the president apparently attacked this as, quote, the phony emoluments clause in the Constitution because he was unhappy that he had to pull back on his plans to have the G7 conference next year held at his own resort down in South Florida, the Doral. And this, he said, was the very best place to have it, and everyone was going to be the better for it, and he did it for the country. And now he had to pull back because he got a lot of criticism, including from many of his own Republicans.
Yeah, many of the Republicans as well. And we'll talk a little bit about that support. But I want to talk a little bit about the impeachment inquiry. A reminder for folks, William Taylor testifies tomorrow. He was the diplomat who texted Gordon Sondland the message, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign," which is in reference to the administration's alleged efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. How do House investigators and what do House investigators hope to learn from Taylor tomorrow?
First of all, they want to get his testimony on the record firsthand. Some of this has been coming to us secondhand, thirdhand. So they really want to get him describing this entire situation, which he has to know intimately and has certainly intimated that he does know and does have a lot to say about. Now, he is making clear that the president was looking for information about the Bidens, looking forward to 2020. The White House has recently been trying to make a distinction by saying 2020, 2016, we were really just looking into that missing server that the Democrats lost back in 2015, 2016. That's what we were trying to find in Ukraine. That's what we were asking them to look into. Nothing in the future. So they're going to want William Taylor to weigh in on that.
And there are other folks on that list as well that Democrats want to speak to. Who else could we hear from?
Phil Reker from the State Department on Wednesday. He is the person with the portfolio for Ukraine, Russia, Eurasian affairs. Michael Duffy from the Office of Management and Budget on Wednesday as well. He has a similar portfolio in that agency. And finally, Laura Cooper from the Defense Department later in the week, possibly other people from the Pentagon. And they, too, are people who have expertise and have had responsibility for Ukrainian, Russian affairs, that part of the world. They should know a good deal about what U.S. policy has been there.
Yeah. Then there's Mick Mulvaney. He keeps saying things, then backpedaling on what he said. Last week, Mulvaney told reporters to get over it regarding political involvement in foreign affairs. He then tried to distance himself from those comments, and he was actually on Fox News on Sunday. How has Mulvaney's backpedaling been going over in Washington?
Not particularly well. He keeps getting himself into yet another contortion. The argument here seems to be that quid pro quo is some kind of magic incantation, like abracadabra, and that if you don't say the magic words, there's no crime,
yeah.
There's no problem. So look, quid pro quo is a lawyer's term for any arrangement where one action is conditioned on another action. You do this, I'll do that. And there is no necessity to say any magic words in Latin. What Mulvaney said last week was a textbook description of a quid pro quo. And he has tried to walk that back by saying he never said the magic words.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of people are wondering, will he be on the chopping block? Because we have seen it before. I guess time will tell. With the 20 seconds we have left with you, there's been lots of dissent between the White House and Republican members of Congress. Where do you think this will go from here? There are lots of people who are saying that they no longer are supporting him.
They are still supporting him with respect to impeachment. The president demanded that this morning, and I think probably at this point, most of them are going to stick.
That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Tonya.